And this is Mike Osborne with state and local news at 4 minutes past on WMOT. Starbucks will hold what's called unconscious bias training for employees in all 8,000 of their U.S. coffee shops next month. The move comes after two African-American men were arrested for trespassing at a Philadelphia Starbucks while waiting for a friend earlier this month. The charges were later dropped. Starbucks and the police apologized for the incident. Dr. Sandra Barnes is a Vanderbilt University sociologist who facilitates unconscious bias training. WMOT News asked her to define unconscious bias and describe the training.
We all have biases, even well-meaning people, and the question would be, do we understand them as well as whether and how we act upon them?
Dr. Barnes acknowledges that bias training is controversial in some circles. She also notes that it usually does make participants uncomfortable.
Persons can kind of be challenged around certain ways of thinking, certain attitudes that they have, as well as certain things they've done.
Even though the training can be challenging, Dr. Barnes says participants must be made to feel that they are in a safe space. Otherwise, she says the training may cause more problems than it solves.
It's very difficult to talk to persons about kind of ways in which we can be better without it kind of being taken out of context or maybe taken personally.
Dr. Barnes stresses that whether the bias is unconscious or not, prejudice can never be excused. You'll find bias training resources that Dr. Barnes suggests in this story at WMOT.org.